So we're starting back with Yalkut Yosef 246, Resh Mem Vav, Yud Gimel. V'makom tzorech mutar latet me'erev Shabbat mechtav express. It took me a while to figure out what that word was. V'chutz la'aretz kedei shenishlachu on yedei shaleach v'shabbat. כיוון שאינו מדר בעים השליח עצמו להביא למכתב, אלא רק אם פקיד הדבר. אבל אם המלאכה תיעשה עוד ידי יהודי, אין הכבשה. ומותר לשלשל מכתב לטבעת הדבר, מערב שבת, גם אם הגויים יתפעלו
So it's talking about using mail on Shabbat. Very, very common she'elah. You know, running and shoving your letter in before Shabbat. So he starts, if you have a need, you're allowed to use express mail, priority, whatever it is. In Chutz Laretz, you shouldn't use that service in Israel, because obviously all mail carriers in Israel, or at least Rove, are Jews. But he's saying Chutz Laretz, you'd be allowed. Yeah, because you're giving it Erev Shabbat, it's going to get there on Shabbat. What are the potential issues? You're hiring somebody, you know, the same issue that we've been dealing with, hiring somebody to work for you on Shabbat, taking something across outside the Tehum. That's the main issue. That's the malacha associated with it. So that, you know, it should go with this this mail carrier. Because you didn't tell that mail carrier to bring your thing. When you go and you drop it off at FedEx, you're telling the operation to do it, not this particular guy. Essentially what's happening is you're giving it to the post office is picking who's doing it. You're not appointing your guy. It used to be back in the day when you wanted to send mail, you had a guy and you sent that guy. That's not how it works, Bisman, is that? But it's interesting how people got letters to one another, because we have letters from the Rambam and the Ramban, and how did this letter get from here to there? They didn't have addresses. They didn't have. It's like, no, you had a guy, and the guy talked to this one, talked to this one. It was all avoda. Now it's just give it to a drone, but which he doesn't address, but the mass they would probably be better. Right? The drone would probably be better. Especially if it's flying automatic. You know, if it's able to scan it itself, bring it over, there's not even human hands touching it. That would be better. But if this malacha, the malacha being hotza'ah, right, carrying out, if it's going to be done by a Jew, you can't be lenient. And you're allowed to shove a letter. He doesn't use the word shove, because clearly you should treat your mail nicely. But you're allowed to use the blue boxes, or whatever the equivalent in Israel, I don't remember. But you're allowed to put your letters in there. Essentially what happens is, if you're putting it and you give it to the post guy, it looks like he's doing it for you. When you put it into the massive container, it's all mixed up. Nobody knows who's going where. It's not an issue. Sheila, I don't want to say modern, because Rav Avadia is considered modern, but now, you know, we have Amazon. You know, are you allowed to hit that send button, to make the order that
it's going to come on Shabbat?
It's a big question. Definitely best to avoid it, right. But
Afghan Shabbat, they give you like a window. Erev Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, this day,
right?
It's more of a suffix.
But Lamar said, they opened a fulfillment center, just over the Suffolk County border, I think. I forget which on which side. It's, you know, close to the Nassau-Suffolk border, which means that we can have stuff at our house in like an hour from when we order it.
Like Amazon.
Yeah. So then really it's like, well, why didn't you order it 2 hours ago that would get there before Shabbat?
And by the way, when I heard that,
there's no hefty, even if it's on sale, it doesn't work with Shabbat.
So we're going to get into the concept because that plays a lot in some of these questions of what's hefsid meruga. You know, take for example eBay, that's auctioning. So if you don't put your bid in, you know, you could lose it. But generally speaking, you're just purchasing an item. I don't know that one particular item being on sale, if it's a regular item, maybe there would be and you know, Bezrat Hashem, he talks about the difference, you know, it could be very different. You're talking about, say it's medical, so medical, clearly you're going to be able to be more Mikael than like just something you want. If it's a specialty, you know, let's say it's a collectible, you know, you got to bid on Honus Wagner. Like, you're gonna not buy Honus Wagner? Maybe not. We'll get there. Maybe not. So now we're going to move on to Siman Reish Mem. Reish Mem. All right. Okay. Move on to Reish Mem Hey. The Din Hamaflig Misfina Erev Shabbat. So we're talking about traveling on boats, you know, starting from Erev Shabbat. Aleph Mutar and so Avonia Shel Kitor Asherav Val Hamalahim Shalahim Goyim. So you're allowed to go on these I think he's talking about cruise ships. Essentially what happens is when you go on a boat and you get out to waters past a certain distance, everything's a Carmelite. There's nothing anymore of Rishu Rabim Rishna. It's all Carmelite. And essentially, your Rishu Yahid is the boat. Now, obviously, you know, you shouldn't be like,
so once you get on the boat,
shouldn't be going diving, whatever. Yeah, I think Kitor may be catering. Okay, wow, filo in Shabbat mutal aflig monia zo im aholech nitvan mitzva kegon im ol eretz Yisrael or ligayes trumot li shivat kshot otam netora kadome. And he says even Erev Shabbat you're allowed to go out on one of these boats for a Dvar Mitzvah.
Erev Shabbat.
So, Ein Tzrich Hitanot Imam Shalom Sabbat Shabbat Ko Sheyadua Bebirur Shalom Yishmalom. So, you don't need to try and get them not to go out on Shabbat, not to travel on Shabbat, because they know that nobody's going to listen to you. And we know that it's not a river that's deeper than 10 tefachim. But if you're just going out, stam, you know, for pleasure, that would be your cruise ship. it shouldn't be, you can go out, you just, has to be at least 3 days before. And some say, even if you're going out for business reasons, where this is not considered to be like a mitzvah. It's not the same.
What's the gzera again? To go to a few days before, I forgot. Because of what?
You might be Mechal Shabbat coming. You might come in to the Tichum on Shabbat, and you would be. It's an issue.
The cruise, the ship itself, it's not. We should. Right.
You mean Rashid or Rabim? It's definitely not going to be Rashid or Rabim, right? A Rashid or Rabim, even if we're not dealing with the 600,000 issue, you can see all the boundaries around, right? You see that you're surrounded by water. They haven't yet invented a cruise ship that's so large that you can't tell you're on a cruise ship.
That's the case.
That might be more of an issue. However, it's a man-made structure. It's floating. It's not mechubar lekarka. I doubt that there's any man-made vessel that would ever be dead of a Rashid or a Rabim. I don't know.
Let's say I'm in a place where there's no air roof. Whatever. A neighborhood. No, regular neighborhood. There's no air. Brooklyn, say. Not there's a suffix. There's for sure no air roof. I mean, a bit. You know, Brooklyn, any place I'm in.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not picking on Kansas City.
And I'm in my truck.
Yeah.
I sleep there in the back. Everything's out. That's considered you can carry inside my truck.
Yeah. That's considered your house.
I have to be here. Truck drivers. No. I mean, sometimes they're on the road. They pull over Shabbat. They sleep.
RV. Have you ever heard of an RV?
No, but that's bedafka here.
Once you cross into the size that you've gotten past the size of a kli, it's not a kli anymore. It's a.
So I go.
It's a reshut.
Sleeping there, then that makes it like a. I hear. So I guess it's because size.
It's either going to be a kli, or it's going to be a. Quote unquote, might. Right?
That's what I'm saying. I want to know what's going
on. Once it's hit a particular size, I think most cars, if not all cars, maybe not a smart car, maybe that doesn't count. You know? I think that maybe a smart car is small enough to be clean instead of being a house, but clearly a semi truck, an RV. You know, even like a standard van, if you wanted to, like, I'm not talking about a minivan, but I'm talking about a van. A van, I think,
like a
has
sprinter.
What?
Like a sprinter. A sprinter van.
I mean, even a passenger van. Like,
oh, regular, you know, a minivan?
Like, I would probably even, a minivan, right? Think about it. You know, a minivan, if you put down the seat, you know, you can lie. Two people on the backs, right? Or you just flatten the whole thing down, right? If you put all the seats down, you could like stretch a mattress across and sleep two adults perfectly comfortably. And have stuff in there. Be a little weird, but you could, no problem.
That's what I want to know. What's considered?
There is a midah.
My kids are calling.
So, but yeah, I would say you get stuck. You could just stay in a car. Gemara. Okay. Yeah. Well, you do run into the, you know, if you.
I'm so sorry, Lord. Let me just speak to my.